The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. And are you ready? I'm ready to go. I've had a great 4th of July. I ate a little too much, as everybody did, and it was a grand time. I hope everyone was smart and let the fireworks to the professionals. And you know what? I'm going to get on my soapbox at the beginning of the show. I know people like to shoot off a lot of fireworks that they probably shouldn't be. But there's a lot of dogs, and every dog person that I know who has one or more dogs said that their dogs really had a hard time on the 4th of July. So you know what? Go to a fireworks show. It's a lot more enjoyable. I saw two of them, half hour each. I didn't spend any money on fireworks. It was great. So let the professionals do the fireworks. It's a lot bigger and a lot more fun to see. Okay, remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors has been on ESPN for, no, not 10, not 20, 25 years on ESPN Radio. And we are so grateful to the listeners, sponsors who have been listening to our program and making this show possible. Waterworks Marine, Daiwa, Ren Lake Area Tourism, Captain Tony, so many have helped us out over the years. We have to say thank you. But you know what? It's you, the listeners, who are the most important ones too, because you listen. And by you listening and saying, I like Chauncey's Great Outdoors, that's what keeps us on the air. Hey, on today's show, we're going to be talking with a salmon reporter from Captain Tony, that's right, out on Lake Michigan. He's got some openings during the week, so if you're interested with the 2-4 and 6-person charters, definitely. And man, he's getting some big coho. These coho got shoulder pads on, but we'll talk to him. And then Chad Stewart from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, he's the guy responsible for all the big game hunting in the state. And we're going to talk to him about the new rules for deer hunting. That's right, the new rules for deer hunting in Michigan. There's like 300,000 hunters in the state of Michigan, and a lot of them are coming from Indiana and Illinois going up into Michigan to do some hunting. So please, please, please remember that and be part of the great outdoors in Michigan when we're up there and know the rules, and he's going to talk to us about that. Then Ken Husker O'Malley. Yeah, you've heard Kenny on a show some time ago, but then you know what? We've got him back. He's back on the air. We're going to be talking more with him in the next couple of months, too. He's a fishing educator and one of us guys. That's right. He works another job but loves fishing like me and you, and he loves to teach people how to catch more fish at seminars and sports shows and all kinds of things. So he's going to be talking to us about Heideke Lake and how to get those big ones out of Heideke, whether they're crappie, catfish, bass, muskie, walleye, stripers. he's got Heideke Lake pretty well good. He's got them pretty well written down there. So, I mean, those are just the really cool things that are going on. And but you know what? Like I said, it's a great time of the year. We got a little bit of break in the weather. Don't complain about the rain. We need the rain in our streams, our rivers, our ponds. They were getting a little bit on the scary side, but the action is only going to be better every time we turn around. Now let's hear from Captain Tony somewhere on the big pond. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, John. Yeah, you know what? The kings are here. Very early morning bite. All different size kings, anywhere from a few pounds all the way up to 20s, 25s. Kings around this year, so it's really amazing for us.
Mm-hmm. 25-pound kings, a lot of fish.
Oh, a lot of fish. And we're also getting them huge cohos. They're still around.
Are they?
You know, so we're targeting the kings early morning, pre-dawn, and as we start into dawn, the coho stuff starts taking them cohos too.
Mm, that sounds good too. Are you running out to blue water, deep water?
Actually, for the king bite, I usually start in shallow and work out. And if I start getting fish, I do my circle backs, you know, and there's a point where either you're going to commit, stay in there, and, you know, I say die in there, but, you know, at a certain point, if you don't get no more hits, mm-hmm. you might as well turn and go out to deep water.
Yeah, if you get a hit, you do a crazy Ivan, right?
Well, you know, more than one hit, you know, if you get a couple on, you know, that's a good sign that they're feeding. You want to do a quick loop back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I only run like 4 or 5 rods, a couple of seasons, some riggers real quick so I can make them hard turns.
Mm-hmm.
I start putting my long lines out when I start going out to deeper water.
Okay. Hey, Tony, really, in the middle of the week is some of your best fishing going on sometimes right now because...
Yeah. Less weekend traffic. I mean, it's, you know, less boats out there, the more of a chance you're going to get some of the bigger kings,
mm-hmm.
you know, but on the weekends, everyone comes out, remember, you know, and mm-hmm. it's sometimes it's like a zoo out there, a lot mm-hmm. of boats.
And people who are looking for a 2-person charter or a 4-person charter or a 6-person charter during the week can get that special pricing on your website, right?
Correct, DiamondGhostCharters.com.
And what's your cell phone number, Tony?
847-366-0741.
And what do we all yell in Diamond Ghost? Fish on! All right, Tony, we'll see you. You're listening in to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on.
All the officers. Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on the
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yep, steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight. But they're leaning their mane, heading upstream. I packed up my waders, it's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead running. Yeah, the steelhead running. Have a steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you all know this show is, you know, broadcast everywhere east of the Mississippi River. And, you know, a lot of our audience is Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. But there's a lot of Indiana and a lot of Michigan, a lot of Illinois people that make the trip to do the fine art, the second holiday of the year called deer season in Michigan. And we have Chad Stewart on the line here from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. He's the guy in charge of all the big game stuff and probably a few other things that I don't know about. But Chad, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Chad, really, it's Michigan is a great state for deer hunting, and I can't tell you. I mean, I've been doing it for that many years. 40? Oh, God, don't say that loud. But we've got some new rules, like restricted tag of deer combo license. What does that mean?
Yeah, so in Michigan, we are what we call a two-buck state. So every hunter has the option to purchase what we call a combination license, which allows them to take up to 2 antler deer. And, you know, historically throughout much of the state, the second tag or your second buck is a restricted to 4 points to a side. So basically, if you think of the two antlers on a buck, it has to have at least 4 points on the side. So that's why we call it a restricted tag.
Mm.
Several years ago, when we first found chronic wasting disease, we pulled that restriction off of that second tag in some of the counties that we were finding CWD, and even some of the counties next to where we were finding chronic wasting disease, because we wanted hunters just to be able to be successful at shooting deer from a herd management standpoint, whether it was a buck or a doe, didn't matter. We just wanted them to fill tags. And then what we did was, after several years of that being involved, we started looking at the impact of that regulation. And what we found was that when you talk about taking a second buck or, you know, that 4-point restriction on a second tag, it doesn't really matter if it's there or if it's not there. So we basically had 2 regulations that were doing one thing. So we added that 4-point restriction back on. Now all of southern Michigan is basically managed the same way from a buck management standpoint, where if your first buck or your regular tag is unrestricted, you can shoot any legal 3-inch buck or greater that you want. And then the second tag has to have a 4-point restriction on one side. So it's much more uniform, much more cohesive, and hopefully much more easier to understand, despite my long-winded explanation.
Well, your long-winded explanation was better than what I read, because I went, huh? Okay, so we understand that. But are they reducing the number of does to be taken, or you still want a good doe harvest?
Yeah, we're still looking to increase our doe harvest, our antlerless harvest. You know, a couple years ago, we made some regulation changes that basically allows people to substitute their buck tag for an antlerless deer, and we spread that around. Previously, you had to have a separate doe license. And then we also increased the number or the type of antlerless license that we have. They used to be county-specific and even private or public land-specific. And in doing so, we had about 100 different combinations of antlerless licenses. Now we just have one antlerless license, and you can use it on either private land, public land, and you can go across counties in Michigan to use it. So, again, much more user-friendly and much more simplified, and it's all geared toward trying to get people to take more antlerless deer.
Okay. You guys have, in Michigan also has a late-season deer thing and a crossbow. Now, can you use a crossbow in Michigan now?
Yes. So in the Lower Peninsula, you can use a crossbow in our archery season throughout the entirety of the archery season. You know, when archery season comes in October 1st, it goes out January 1st, with the exception of a couple counties in the southeast around Metro Detroit, where it actually goes through January 31st. Mm. You can use crossbows the entire time. In the Upper Peninsula, you can use crossbows in the early part of the archery season through the firearm season. But in the latter half of the archery season, crossbow use is prohibited. And that's a decision that our Natural Resources Commission has stood still on. They're not willing to budge on that topic. So if you're going to hunt in the archery season in the Upper Peninsula or the late archery season, it has to be a vertical bow.
Okay. All right. Well, it's the new rule, right?
Yeah, we actually proposed the recommendation to allow it in the late archery season, but it was rejected by our Natural Resources Commission. So when the Michigan DNR recommends a regulation change, it has to go before a Natural Resources Commission, which is a seven-member panel that has been appointed by either the president or previous governors, and they have basically the final say. So we have to sort of use our science to defend our recommendation. And then you have other folks that may use science to refute it or support it or just have their own personal opinions and public sentiment, either supporting or opposing it. And then the commission ultimately has the final say in what regulations pass or not.
Cool. Liberty Hunt. Now, that's a unique thing for Michigan, but you've got not just, you know, Illinois, Wisconsin, they have youth hunts. But your Liberty Hunt is for youth hunters and hunters with disabilities, right?
Yeah, so and that's why we call it a Liberty Hunt, which is a little bit of an interesting name and not as straightforward as a youth hunt like other states call it, because we do allow individuals with a qualifying disability to participate that weekend, too. And it's a two-day hunt in September, it's really the first deer season that we have opening up in Michigan.
Mm, okay. And there's was there a change with the limit on that or anything?
Yeah, we did make a change this year. You know, historically, the bag limit was just one deer. It could be an antler deer, it could be an antlerless deer. We sat there and looked at it and said, you know, why are we limiting, you know, mostly kids, mostly youth hunters who are participating to just one deer if they want to take more than one. So what we did was we left the buck limit as a one buck limit for that season, so they can't go out in September and shoot two bucks, but they can take, you know, more antlerless deer if they want in addition to their or instead of a buck. So hopefully it gives them a little bit more opportunity, a little bit more leeway to squeeze the trigger on that weekend and put some venison in the freezer.
Oh, that would be so nice to do. So nice to do. now, there's also a change in the antlerless harvest in the northern deer management units. You guys call it DMUs, I think. You got to look it up on a map, everybody. We're not going to go through all of them, but you have to look. These are new rules. You need to get the book and read the book every year. I read the book every year. Everybody should read the book every year. But what is this different thing with the northern DMUs.
Yeah, so, you know, in our extreme northern deer management units, or DMUs, right along our Lake Superior shoreline, for a long time we've had basically restrictions on taking antlerless deer. And we even in archery season, that was pulled off in 2015 after we had some really severe winters. You know, the deer herd hasn't bounced back a whole lot, although it is better. We looked at some data and saw that, you know, ultimately we thought that there would be an opportunity for antlerless deer to be taken, at least with archery equipment, because there aren't too many hunters up there using archery equipment or taking that many deer. Again, ultimately, our commission decided that our deer herd had not rebounded enough. So we're actually keeping a status quo up there. But there was a lot of discussion, a lot of talk on reimplementing antlerless opportunities with archery equipment in those northern units along Lake Superior. But they will remain the way they were the past couple years.
You are making this a lot easier to understand than the stuff that I've read. I just want you to know, Chad.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of practice explaining it, let me tell you.
Oh, okay, that's probably the... But now, and the last thing I want to cover with you is the Yaheder, Upper Peninsula CWD surveillance zone. You've got a change in rules there, don't you?
Yeah, so, you know, back in 2018, 2019, we established a Upper Peninsula CWD surveillance zone. And the big thing about that was we... eliminated the opportunity to put bait out. There were a couple other minor regulation changes with it, but that was the big one because baiting is still legal in the Upper Peninsula. We found chronic wasting disease, and again, the department's stance and the best management practice with chronic wasting disease is don't try to artificially congregate deer around that bait site. But lo and behold, we tested about 2,000 deer, actually about close to 2,100 deer, out of that surveillance area over the past 4 or 5 years, and did not find any additional cases of chronic wasting disease. So we felt it was appropriate to lift those restrictions, and hunters in that area can resume baiting, and we basically put all the regulations back in as they were before we found chronic wasting disease.
Cool. Well, first of all, congratulations. It's very good to hear that for in the Upper Peninsula, because it is attached to everybody to northern Wisconsin. So that's, you know, you've got to be concerned, because deer don't, they don't know where a state line is, do they?
No, not at all.
You know, hey, let's go see Bill on the other side of the state line. Nah, I'm not going to go there yet, you know. But I mean, this is kind of cool. Chad, you know, really, you've did such a great job explaining these are some of the new rules, and you can find them all, believe it or not, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Go to your search engine, just type Michigan DNR, and it'll pop up. You can, you know, download the book or read the book online about deer hunting in the different units and see what new changes are there, because stupidity is not acceptable in my books when you're a hunter or a fisherman. You need to know the rules. You know, you just can't say, I don't know. No, you should have looked this year. Everybody needs to read the book every year. I'm a weird guy, I know. But, Chad, really, thank you so much for making this simple for so many of us, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate you. Let me simplify it for you. Thanks, John.
Cool. And once again, everybody, that was Chad Stewart. What is your official title?
I am the Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
Wow. The big three. The big three.
Cool title.
Deer, elk, and moose. I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show, okay?
Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish
down
on!
In the middle in a itty bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Diddum daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies didn't want to be bossed.
Well, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on this beautiful, the gentleman we're speaking with, I hope you had a nice 4th of July also. But we're on the phone with me right now. We've got Ken, also known as Husker O'Malley. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Good morning, Chauncey. How you doing today?
Buddy, having a great time. Ken is pro staff for a lot of companies, and he'll probably mention them down the road and stuff, including one of our sponsors, I know for sure, Waterworks Marine. And
It's just that Ken is, and I don't mean this anything lowering, you know, your skills, but Ken's one of us. He works. He loves to fish. He's teaching people to fish. He's doing seminars. He's, you know, writing fishing reports. He's getting people active in social media. He's one of us guys, folks. He's one of us.
Yeah, I am.
And that's why. Yeah, and that's why I wanted to get Ken on and talk to him a little bit here because, you know, one of the great lakes that he fishes a lot of lakes. I mean, Jesus, we won't. Probably anything that's got water, including a bathtub, right, Kenny?
Yeah, I've done that too. I don't do too good though.
No,
you know, in that.
No, I haven't either much. And then, but you know, one of the lakes that I know you like to play out on is Heidke, and you enjoy that lake, don't you?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I love about it, it's close to home. You know, if you are living south of Chicago, it's typically anywhere from a 45-minute to an hour drive max. You know, straight down I-55, just past the Kankakee River, mm-hmm. to Lorenzo Road, go west towards Moores and turn off at Jugtown, and the launch is practically right there.
Yeah.
So it's practically in everybody's backyard.
Yeah. Now, this lake used to be a hot water lake, and when there was a plant out there, I think it was a coal plant originally, and then they changed it to a natural gas plant, and I'll never forget, I was out there, and I'm standing in this huge, I mean, this pipe was bigger than I am tall, and I said to the guy, I go, what is this for? He goes, oh, it's the gas line coming into the plant, and I looked at him, and I go, how big's your pilot light? You know? He just kind of rolled his eyes and said, all right, let's keep going, John. So, oh, okay, fine, but I mean, it's no longer a lake. A hot water lake. It's a cool water lake because it does freeze. It acts just like a typical natural lake, right?
Yep, it's absolutely a natural lake at this, you know, time now. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think the lake is better than it's ever been when it was a cooler.
Really?
Not only for the numbers of fish, but the size of them. You know, you can pattern them more. But, you know, for everybody to keep in mind, though, it's still a perched lake, meaning that it sits higher than the surrounding land. And it was designed for that, like any cooling lake, because the wind needs to catch, you know, the water and cool it before it goes back into the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I tell anybody going out to Heidke, you know, planning a trip, look at the wind direction, you know, a couple of days prior to going out. Because even though you don't have the current of the plant producing anymore, winds still play a factor in the lake based on if you get, you know, winds hitting a shoreline, you know, multiple days, you know, those are the shorelines you want to focus at first and foremost when you get out there. Mm-hmm. Is it those shorelines that have been windblown for a few days? That's where you're going to find a lot of the bait fish, and, you know, everybody knows, when you find your bait fish, you're going to find all the predators right there with it.
Hey, I've always said, look for the buffet table, and everybody's going to be there.
Yep, exactly.
Now, you know, some of the things, I mean, I know there's yellow bass out there. There's white bass, walleye, smallies, muskie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, muskie are out there. That's why, you know, it's Ken Husker, muskie, oh man, you know. And largemouth bass, hybrids, crappie, channel catfish, bluegills. And I can't, there's so many times, years and years and years and years ago, where guys were crappie fishing and they'd catch a state record striper on a little crappie minnow.
Yep, and you know what, I'm going to go out on a limb here, but I'm going to predict that the next state muskie record is going to come out of Heidke. It's there.
Really?
Yep. They've got the DNR was out in the spring checking the nets, and they pulled one that definitely would be the next state record.
Oh, baby. That's
yeah.
Good.
And they're getting, and that goes the same for all the fish. You know, I one thing I've noticed since it's become a natural lake that, you know, I'm finding better quality fish, you know, bigger fish. You know, between, you know, not only the walleyes, the, you know, largemouth is even making a really good comeback as far as, mm-hmm. you know, average size of them, but also crappie. The crappie, you know,
That's part of the fishery that I'm still learning, but they're out there 13s, 14s consistently. Well, as long as you can find them.
Yeah, the crappy professor lives out there, I think, on that lake.
Jim Coptro, if you want to learn the lake when it comes to crappie, I'm giving him a plug, but absolutely you want to hook up with him because he knows that crappie fishery like the back of his hand.
Yeah. Now, what are you going to use for, let's see, somebody's going out, you know, largemouth bass fishing. What do you like to use on Heideke?
So the one thing I like to do, whether, you know, it's largemouth, smallmouth, some, you know, focusing on bass, you know, I'm going to start out the morning with either a Pop-R or a Chapo and work, you know, first light, a 6'6 medium action rod, monofilament, because you want that stretch. But, you know, the thing is with the topwater bite out there, first thing in the morning, depending on conditions, if you got high skies, no wind, that bite can have a tendency of shutting off within a half hour to 40 minutes. I've seen it die, you know, that quickly. But if you get, you know, a little more overcast, you know, some chop on the water, you know, you can work it for, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. Now,
before it dies.
The muskie, a lot of guys were, you know, like to use a wide variety of baits. I've even seen people muskie fishing Heideke with downriggers.
I've seen people, you know, trolling for them. You know, not only, you know, and that's a, you know, that's a good way to learn the lake. You know, you have your maps, you know, you got your maps, you know, whether you're using, you know, Navionics as an example, you know, your electronics on the boat, but troll the lake because there is so much structure other than the visual eye of, you know, the center dike and all the riprap that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of humps, saddles, drop-offs that, you know, if you go through, you know, do waypoints, you're going to be able to go back to those spots and fish them, and more, you know, and just like any lake, the more you learn, the more you're going to be able to be successful out there. The thing is, with Heideke, you know, I recommend that because that's going to ultimately increase your catch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The lake used to get a little bit, because there's a bridge that, you know, there's a north half of the lake and a south half of the lake, because there's a railroad trestle that runs across the lake. And sometimes if, you know, depending on what kind of boat you got and what the water level is, it could be a little bit tight getting under there, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right now, this season, no one's going to have a problem getting under the bridge.
Okay.
You know, since the lake opened, which is April 1st, you know, if you've got a center console, you got to walk through, windshield, you're going to be able to get under there. You know, right now the water levels are extremely low because of the lack of rain we've been having.
Yeah.
This past weekend, that's going to help with the amount of rain that we got. That's certainly, but still, it's not enough where you're going to have problems getting, you know, under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger problem is at the launch, you know, about a month and a half ago, they put up signs, warning signs, you know, about the, you know, the low water and the risk, you know, of launching. So you have to be careful.
Mm.
But definitely this rain that we just had over this past weekend is definitely going to help matters.
Yeah.
It was much needed.
Oh, yeah. What are some of the other species that you like to work at Heideke and find some success on?
Walleye are very good. There's plenty of riprap, you know, the work. There's points. There's, you know, on the east shoreline, on the south end of the lake, you got a gravel, you know, drop, a flat that goes, drops off in the deeper water. The north side of the lake, you got a lot of humps and saddles to work and points as well. But the one thing I like, you know, to use when it comes to walleye, either a 110 jerkbait, you know, throwing on, you know, or a 112. You go a little deeper once you get, you know, from the early morning, once that sun gets a little higher, you want to start focusing on more away from the rock and going to the mud line.
Mm-hmm.
Or the first, you know, secondary drop off. But, you know, the one thing when I'm doing that, I'm throwing that on, and I know this will bring up a lot of conversation, debate, whether, you know, you throw a jerkbait on a bait caster or spinning. I like spinning. Just basically the reason I like, you know, it's a personal preference because I kind of like the feel more of the bait on a dirt, you know, on spinning gear, you know, throwing it on a 7, you know, foot medium heavy rod with fluorocarbon. You know, you don't have the stretch there, but mm-hmm. I just feel that I get more feel of the bait and what it's doing.
Exactly. Hey, I know you're starting to do more and more seminars for lots of different clubs because, you know, I get fishing reports from you. Other, you know, newspapers get it. Also, your fishing reports. You're really doing a lot of different things. Social media, you're very active with that, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. How does
my Husker Outdoors page is out on Facebook. I have my own personal page, but you get a lot of, you know, the information that, you know, that's out in the Chicago Sun-Times on a weekly basis, you know, my, you know, page, you're going to get up-to-date information, you know, if mm-hmm. I'm out, you know, that day, later in the day, I'm going to post on, you know, what body of water it may be or what species is being targeted and what's the hot bait and just the current condition. So you're going to get updated information when you, you know, go out to Husker Outdoors and you're going to be able to see that.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, what is the Facebook page again?
It's Husker Outdoors.
Ken, who are some of the companies that are helping you and sponsoring you to get all this stuff going?
Quite a few, Chauncey. I've got Clam Outdoors, which also is part of the Blackfish Gear line, Vector Hooks, which I use, you know, Tornado Trebles on all my crankbaits, jerkbaits, and topwaters. You Warm Fishing, Ice Junkie Outdoors, and IGO Plastics.
Cool. So those are the ones that help Husker Outdoors make sure it's all working, right?
Yep, correct.
Well, I just want to thank you, Ken, for coming on the program this morning and telling us a little about Heideke Lake. And we will talk with you more about other places to go fishing in and around the Midwest, okay?
Thanks, Chauncey.
Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street in Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester. 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation,
all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't.
Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you had some fun, you know, learning about the deer hunting programs up in Michigan and some of the rule changes. And then Kenny, Oscar O'Malley, honest to gosh, oh, my goodness gracious. That guy, he could talk about so many good lakes. And like I said, he's one of us guys. Weekend warriors, you know, etc. But he loves the fish every day. I can tell you that. He tries his best. Before we get into the Aiden Fishing Report, I want to bring a couple of interesting points that are going on in an effort to modernize. That's an unusual statement. The Illinois DNR is trying to get a better number on the grasp of how many brood turkey flocks that you're seeing out there. And that before you used to have to send a postcard in, now it's all being done online. Isn't that cool? Since it's online, all you got to do is sign up, bank, and tell them what you saw. I saw a flock this area, 15 birds, 5 birds, 20 birds, whatever. And that way they get a better grasp of the situation that's out there. So remember that. If you want the information how to do that, though, you have to go to my Facebook page. That's Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I've got a whole post on there where, and also where you can click on to report the turkey brood surveys. It's called for 2023. And this helps not just the hunters, but it helps keep the wildlife in knowledgeable form with our biologists throughout the state of Illinois. Cook County Forest Preserves today having a good time called Kids Fest. Oh, boy, is this crazy. I've been to it a few years. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Wampum Lake, Thornton Road in Lansing. That's the southeast corner of the, Cook County. They're going to have fishing, canoeing, archery, and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. Flint napping. They're having, you know, there's food out there. There's rock wall climbing. There's canoeing. Canoeing is limited because you can't get, you know, 300 kids out in canoes in one day, all right? But, I mean, there's so many different programs that are going out there. It's a fun thing to do. Definitely check it out. Call them at 312-415-2970. It starts at 10, so I hope somebody will answer the phone today. We had this report on a couple weeks ago. We had Tim Mondel on last week. But remember, it's going to be a good time. Also, at 31st and Wolf Road, the Wolf Road Prairie is having a wildflower walk. learn about the wildflowers in the prairies. And this is on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois. Starts at 10:30 in the morning. Have a little walk. See what's out there. What's going on. After that, go across the street to Paul's and have a beef sandwich or a sausage or a hot dog and fries. You can't go wrong. So once again, it's a wildlife prairie flower walk at the Wolf Road Prairie, 31st and Wolf Road. Can't miss that at all. It's going to be a great time. And it's also free. Love it. Then there's a reserve, a hunting program in Indiana. Hunters can apply for a variety of reserved hunts on Illinois, not Illinois, Indiana properties. It's real simple to do. Also, for all this information, the dove hunts, the National Wildlife Refuge in Muscatuck, in a National Wildlife Refuge, Big Oaks National Wildlife Refuge, Deer Hunt Program, many others. All you have to do is go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and this whole article and all the information where you need to contact somebody is all there. So remember that. Got that out. Hey, let's talk about fishing. And our Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with those boys and girls there. Great prices, great service, phenomenal service, and just a lot of fun to get out, and all their boats are fun certified. Aiden says, Dad and I went looking for perch, and we were told they were in 50 feet of water by St. Joe River. We didn't get any, but we heard from the older guys. They said a few steelhead in the St. Joe River were being caught best at Berrien Springs. We did hear about some kings in 120 feet of water and some coho with big shoulder pads, like you say, and lakers in 120 to 160 feet of water in Lake Michigan. We got a couple of bites, but we're not using the right baits, and we couldn't get them to stay on the hooks. They all got off the hooks. All right, we've got that information there, that. Let's go check out some fishing reports. Dave Dewey, one of our reporters, and Captain Dave Dewey, I should say, from Wisconsin, said fish are in their midsummer patterns, rather, on Delavan Lake. Water temperatures have increased, and the fish have definitely moved to deeper water and are hungry. Walleye can be caught on leeches, fished on small jigs, or chrome and blue jigging rapalas. That's a good sign. Best depths have been 20 to 1 to 25 feet of water. Look for the fish off Assembly Park Point and Willow Point. Those are two spots he really likes. You need to move around. It's fine fish, but you can do it. You're going to get into them. Bluegills are on the weed lines in 14 to 16 feet of water. Leafworms fished on a split shot rig. Say that five times real fast. And the water continues to get warm. Those fish are going to move also to deeper. Largemouth bass in a summer pattern, but they're finding them in schools, which is, if you get a school of a bass, bang, bada, bang, 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 you can get a lot of fish, really fast action. You're going to look for about 16, 18 feet of water. Black and blue are good colors to try. Pike, 20 to 25 feet of water, rigging some large suckers on some quick strike rigs, and that you should get you some nice fish there. Some fish will even look good on the dinner table. Smallmouth bass has been a little bit on the spotty side, but it will get better. The numbers are good, but it's just hard to find. Fox River in Illinois, cats and batfish. Bassfish. I rent those teeth, Chauncey. Cats and bass fishing are doing really well on the Fox River. And, man, it could some of those cats at night, you can do really well. So let's not pass that up. I would try stink, big minnows. Anything would almost work for those guys. And like I said, largemouth, I've seen largemouth hit many a dead minnow. Don't believe they all have to be live. Trust me. Chabanaw Lake, one of our reporters said that the walleye did quite well on crawlers. He only got two keepers, but he said there was a lot of fish caught. But when you're crappie or bluegill fishing, don't be surprised if you get your fish stolen off the hook by a muskie, because they've been doing a lot of that. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, action was very good up there. Boat traffic, though, on the weekends, let's not talk about it. Okay. It's vacation time, everybody. Smallmouth are in the weed lines, 12 to 20 feet of water. Lindy sinkers with 2-foot leaders and small hook tipped with a night crawler. That's all you need. Let keep within about a foot of the bottom. Lake trout, you're in 110 to 125 feet of water, and blue nickel, blue green spoons are what you want to look for. And that's an early bite, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's early. Fish have been suspended until the sun gets up, and then they're gone. Rock bass, 10, 14 feet of water. I would definitely say you want to try that. Walleye, if you can get out there and handle it in 12 to 17 feet of water, crankbaits, chrome black, perch color. Ooh, I love using a perch color crankbait there. You could do well for some walleye action on Geneva. Bluegill fishing, a little shallower, 6 to 8 feet of water right now. Leaf worms, something small, plastic jigs, whack 'em and stack 'ems, thrill slip bobber. These are the things you want to go with, and you should find them there. Okay, Illinois perch. Perch are like unicorns. I know Tony calls the kings unicorns, but I think it's easier to find a king than it is a perch right now in Illinois waters. It's just hard to find when you get them. Nobody's going to talk about it. Okay, but really, they're doing a lot of that by boat fishing right now, so I understand that. Northwest Indiana, lots of steelhead in the creeks. Spawn sacks and spinners are doing quite well. Off of Portage and Michigan City piers, hitting good and not good. It depends on the day, depends on the wind. You have to watch it, but don't stop trying, okay? Cohos, kings, and steelhead for trollers in Indiana waters in 100 to 158 feet of water from Michigan City to Chicago. Dodgers flies, spin doctors, fly, pretty much anything that you want to throw out there, you should be able to find some fish. Wolf River, Wisconsin, bluegill action has been getting better in the river. Small jigs are the way to go. Walleye bite is also good, but you have to weed out a lot of small fish to get the big boys and girls that are out there. In the Cook County Forest Preserves, Bussy Lake has been producing some nice fish there. The recent rain that we received below the main dam picked up some action for some walleye and muskie that came over the dam. They're kind of hanging around that area. We're looking for some activity going on at the lakes further south. We're talking Joe's Pond, Saganaski Slough. They're all finding some catfish and bullhead activity, and a few largemouth bass on minnows or plastic baits, doing very well. So we did that. We got that. I think we got a whole lot of stuff here today. Man, a lot of fishing reports, and there's a ton we didn't even get to. So we'll try to get more again. But, oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And this comes from my friend Apensui Majuat. It says, there are two wolves fighting inside all of us. The first one is evil. The second one is good. Which wolf will win? The one you will feed does. There are two wolves fighting inside of us. The first one is evil. The second one is good. Which wolf will win? The one you feed will win. How very, very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.